This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 352 for Thursday, April 14th. ICE canola futures are higher on Thursday afternoon after a bout of choppy trading in the old crop contracts earlier this morning. Meanwhile, new crop contracts hit new highs. The May canola contract is up $5.70 at $1,160.70 per ton. The July contract rises $5.80 at $1,142.50 per ton. And new crop November gains $5 at $1,032.80. A trader says the rolling out of the old crop positions continues, moving primarily into the November contract. He also notes there are concerns in the market about new crop supply ahead of spring planting. Support is coming from increases in Chicago soy oil and from strong upticks in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are now firmly on the plus side after erasing their earlier losses. The Canadian dollar is a pinch higher with the loonie at 79.37 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 79.32. The United States Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale of 132,000 tons of old crop soybeans to China. The USDA issued its export sales today, and for the week ending April 7th, total old crop, new crop soybean sales are almost 1.01 million tons. Total corn sales are around 1.74 million tons, and those for wheat are over 321,000 tons. The U.S. Eastern Corn Belt is forecast to receive rain, which could delay spring planting. Heavy snowfall in North Dakota and Minnesota will delay spring planting there. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange estimates Argentina's corn crop at 20% good to excellent for a slip of 1 point from last week. Meanwhile, the trucker strike in Argentina continues into its fourth day. Reports say there are 5 to 6 days of grain reserves in the commercial pipeline. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mixed on Wednesday. The July contract nudges up a quarter cent at $16.65 per bushel. July soy oil gains almost 0.75 cents at 76.89 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $1.40 at $4.55.70 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Thursday as the July contract rises 6 cents at $7.84 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with the July contract giving up 28 cents at $7.38. The U.S. wheat complex is also weaker as Chicago July pulls back 17 cents at 11.04.5. Kansas City July retreats 21 cents at 11.57. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July loses 14 cents at 11.45. A reminder that the markets in Canada and the U.S. are closed tomorrow for Good Friday. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, April 14th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.